At their most recent meeting on Tuesday, council unanimously passed a motion to take more measures to protect turtles. The motion, brought forward by Councillor Lisa Osanek, proposes the speed limit on Highway 2 East be lowered from 80 km per hour to 60 km per hour from Abbeydon Road to St. Lawrence Avenue, and that the no-passing zone be extended. Highway 2 East runs across a provincially significant wetland complex between Abbeydon Road and St. Lawrence Avenue. Due to its proximity to turtle habitat, the short stretch of road is known as a hotspot for turtle fatalities. While the city recently invested in installing turtle fencing along many parts of the wetland, there are still at least 9 access roads and a private road where turtles have easy access to get onto Highway 2 East. Councillor Osanek and proponents of the motion state more needs to be done to protect this at-risk species.
There's still some gaps where turtles can get in, and it's much easier to try to avoid any wildlife or, you know, pedestrians walking there or people, riding their bikes if you're going slower, 60 to 70 kilometers per hour, than speeding going 80 to 90 kilometers per hour. So that's the gist of this motion.
Councillor Connie Glenn seconded the motion, agreeing that the current speed on Highway 2 is not just hazardous for turtles, but also people.
I travel down this stretch of road regularly to go from City Hall to home, and I can tell you that the speed, even though it's 80, often is traveled much more quickly, and that spot is dangerous, not just for turtles, but for people. I wouldn't consider biking through there. I would be too worried about getting hit, to be quite frank.
In addition to speed limit reduction, the motion also directs staff to bring a report to council in early 2026 to establish a prohibition of fishing on city property at turtle habitat areas. Mabin Armstrong, founder of local advocacy organization Turtles Kingston, appeared before council to speak to this specific issue.
Fishing and turtles, they don't mix. Recreational fishing may seem harmless, but for Canada's freshwater turtles, it presents a deadly risk. These ancient survivors are now facing one of the greatest threats, accidental hooking by anglers. Many freshwater turtles are opportunistic feeders, drawn to live bait or lures, which they mistake for prey. Once hooked, turtles often suffer a slow and painful decline. In far too many cases, the fishing line is simply cut, leaving the hook embedded inside the turtle, often deep in the throat or stomach, where it cannot be removed without veterinary intervention. A conservative estimate suggests that 1 in 3 turtles has been hooked at some point. Without medical treatment, most suffer and die prematurely.
Osanek and Glenn also stressed this portion of the motion before council.
Dr. Susan Carstairs, who's the lead vet and executive director of the trauma center, they got a new x-ray machine. And as they started x-raying turtles that had damaged shells from being hit by cars, they were flabbergasted at the number of turtles that were being x-rayed that have these hooks. So if we can all picture a time when we've had a really bad stomach ache, just multiply that pain by, you know, tenfold, a hundredfold of how much more painful it would be to actually deal with a hook in our stomach. And that is the purpose for this no fishing in turtle habitat areas.
My husband's been a fisherman since he was 10, maybe younger. And when I asked him about this, what he said to me is, yeah, we have lots of places to go fish. And he said it's not just about the hooks, it's about the lines that get tangled up and left in the water, all of it. And responsible fishermen don't want to see this happen. If there's any complaints about that, I think they're invalid. We have so much waterways, so many places you could possibly go to fish.
With the unanimous support of council, the changes will soon take effect, along with the addition of some flashier turtle warning signs in the area in 2026.
I think dropping the speed limit is going to be beneficial for multi-species turtles and us.
This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.